arcades bring back fun memories of being a kid, and one in Manitoba is actually up for sale. It's Megs and Mandy on 103.1 Virgin Radio. Now, maybe you've been there. Playland Arcade in Winnipeg Beach.
Oh, iconic.
Yeah, that's like a summer staple, especially if you're going camping or cottaging up there. It's always open, and people just love stopping in there. Now, is there an arcade in your world, Tyler, in your history of ever that sticks out to you?
Well, see, I never went to the Winnipeg Beach one because obviously it was a jaunt away. Mm-hmm. But I'm going to go different routes. I think this one was before its time in terms of like how it was set up. There was a club slash, let's call it a barcade. Half Ooh. Bar, half arcade. Reset Ultra Lounge on Pembina.
We're like, that building has been coyotes. It's been a spa.
I don't know what it is now. Yeah. But yes, I feel like that was before its time, and I wish it was still around. So I'm going to say Reset Ultra Lounge because I don't think it was shown enough love when I was around.
Yeah, that one, I did like that place.
Right?
Yeah. For me, it was the old Skinner's in Lockport, which is still there. But there's like a side room away from all the tables that had tons of games. And you're like, yeah, I'm going to go play in there while your parents like hang out on the other side.
What did you play, though?
The Simpsons game in particular. That, like, when you're pushing all the buttons and you have to move the controller and stuff, and it's a stand-up game.
Did you ever beat it?
No, I was barely tall enough to reach the handles.
Yeah, nobody could beat it because it was impossible.
Was it? I don't know. Either way, but I like it now because as an adult, I can go back with my own adult money. I don't need to do dishes. Now I just do them for free.
Yeah, exactly.